When it began, forecasters at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted a near-normal season of anywhere between 9 and 15 named storms. The final number turned out to be 19, with most systems, including the season's only major hurricane, Michael, spinning out in the ocean and posing little threat to land. Isaac in late August and Sandy in late October were the notable exceptions. The National Hurricane Center's Dennis Feltkin says a visitor from the Pacific never showed up.
We expected El Nino to develop, at least by the middle of the season. And, of course, El Nino tends to suppress hurricane activity by increasing the wind shear across the tropics. Well, El Nino never really materialized, so as a result, we had basically a neutral year, which allowed for a fairly active pattern.
That active pattern shifted west with the jet stream late in the season, allowing Sandy to brush by Florida and follow its destructive course to the northeast, a path Feltkin says forecasters have never seen in more than 150 years of tracking storms. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.